Tonight's daf is daf Yud Gimel. So we got to the very bottom of Yud Beis and Beis, the new Mishnah. Mishnah says, Machnis Adam Perosav Mipnei Aganavim. A person is allowed to bring in the fruit on Chol HaMoed, even though it's Mount Alav Tircha, if he's scared it might get stolen. Vishola Pishtano Min HaMishra, he's able to bring the flax up that's soaking in the water. Bishvil Shlo Tova, so it shouldn't get destroyed. So long as he doesn't calculate it, that he'll be doing this melacha on Chol HaMoed. If it happens to be that way, so then he's allowed to go through with it, but not to be mechavin it. All these different melachas, if he were to have it calculated that he does it on Chol HaMoed, then he can't get any hanah from it. He has to let it get ruined. So the Gemara says, Tana, when he does remove the fruit inside, he has to put them into his house in a private way. This way, it shouldn't be any maris ayin. So Rav Yosef have like shrei. He had some beams, some wood outside. Ailinu biyamaman. He brought them inside his house. He was scared of ganavim, but he brought down bayom, the broad daylight. So Amar le'abaye v'hatani bevach yachnisim betzina besoch beiso. Aren't you only able to schlep the stuff in if it's Bitsina where nobody else is watching? So how can you do it in the broad daylight? So the Gemara answered, Amar lei tzina de honey yimamahu. When it comes to schlepping wood, it's daytime is actually more tzina than nighttime. Why? Because kevin de belaila bo gavra yaseiri, you need more people to help schlep in the wood. And bo meduchra de nur, you need the fire as well so you can see where you're going. Av shemilsa becomes more of a public act. So if you have to choose between daytime and nighttime, so daytime is less public than nighttime when it comes to schlepping in these logs. Gemara now says in the very bottom of Yud Beis and Beis, Shola Pishtano Min HaMishra. If you have the flax soaking in the water in the vat, you're allowed to take it out so it doesn't get ruined. So the Gemara asks, Bay Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Mi Rabbi Zeira. Kivan Malachto B'moed, let's say he calculated that he's going to do the melacha on Chol HaMoed. He wants the mamish do the pishtona on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed rather. So the Mishnah said if he's mechavin the melacha on Chol HaMoed, so then he's not allowed to take out the pishon, he loses it. So what happens if kivin melacha b'moed umes? Now the person dies, so maoshi kantu banav achrav. Are we going to then penalize his son, who's now yorish the pishon, or no? Are we only going to penalize the person themselves, but not any yorishin? So the Gemara says, Im Tim Salomer, if you're going to use the raya of Tsorim Ozen Bechor, what's Tsorim Ozen Bechor? So the halacha is that a Bechor you have to bring as a kadshim, as a carbon, but if he finds a mum, so then it's mutter. So let's say you put the mum in, you mamish make it a mum, you cut the ear of the Bechor, so then the Rashi points out there's an Issa deraisa, lo yehebo, you cannot put a mum on a Bechor, it's also to do that. It's a lo sasa in the Torah. Tosis actually writes on the previous Amud, it's only an Isser Aseh, only. It's not a lav, it's an Isser Aseh. But everyone agrees it's an Isser Deraisa to be Tsorim Ozen Bechor, to ruin the ear, to render this animal a Balmum. So now, what's halacha? Halacha is Kansu Bino Acharav. So if the owner of the Bechor was Tsorim Ozen of the Bechor, so he can't get Hanah from this Bechor, and if he dies, his son can't either. We penalize the son as well. But that's because Mishum Di Isur Deraisa. That's because cutting this ear off is an Isur Deraisa. As opposed to Chol HaMoed, which, at least according to Rashi here, it's only an Isur Midirabanan to do Mulach on Chol HaMoed. Mm-hmm. So maybe we wouldn't go so far to say it would be, we would penalize the sun.
Even if he swings down over here, even if you say that
at least it's a heter. Even if it's okay, that's how you'd say otherwise. Rashi explicitly writes in Issa Derabanan, but Ezra's pointing out, even if Chol HaMoed is in Issa Deraisa, there's a heter to do it, but Makom Davar HaOvid. So maybe it wouldn't be us in this case, and we wouldn't penalize the son. Vim Tim Salomar, the Gemara says, two lines down on Yud Gimel. Vim Tim Salomar, Machar Avdo Lo'ovid Kochavim. If a person sells an Evid Kanani to Ovid Kochavim, Umes, and the owner dies, Kanta Bino Acharav, we also penalize the son as well. So what's the penalty that's going on here? So the Gemara in the first parak of Bechoris rather talks about, if you sell an Evid Kanani to a non-Jew, you have to pay back 10 times the amount to retrieve the Evid Kanani back. So what happens if the person who sold it, he dies? So now does his son have to now pay 10 times the amount, whatever it costs, to bring that Eved Kanani? And the Gemara there says you have to make sure the son also. What's the reason why? So the reason is, the Gemara says, because d'chol yoma mafkalei mimitzvos, because every single day the Eved Kanani is not in your possession, he's not doing any mitzvos. You know, an Eved Kanani, even though he's non-Jew, not Jewish, when he's in your possession, owned by a Jew, he is actually chayiv in mitzvahs. He's chayiv in mitzvahs like women are chayiv. So there's a big discussion, the Rishonim versus the Gaonim, why the Eved Kanani keeps mitzvahs. According to the Gaonim, they just keep mitzvahs because you're in the house of a Jew. So you keep the mitzvahs of a Jew, but they're not really chayiv to do mitzvahs. They're just being no Hag mitzvahs. And there are actually a few Rashis throughout Shas that seem to indicate it's a hanahaga that they have. But according to Moshe Shonim, there's actually a real din of Yadus. There's a Kedushas Yisrael that happens to Eved Kanani. He goes to the mikvah before he becomes Eved Kanani, and therefore he has Kedushas Yisrael. It's Miksas Kedushas Yisrael, and he has partial mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs are real chiyuvim. Shabbos, what did you say, Shabbos, about that? Yeah. Oh, many halachas. Anything that women are chayvin, he's chayvin as well. So that's the simple pshat is he's chayv in mitzvahs. So when you take the Eved Kanani and you sell him to a non-Jew, he's not performing mitzvahs anymore, so you mafkia him for mitzvahs, so that's why we penalize not only the one who sold him, but even his son has to make sure to redeem that Eved Kanani back. So that doesn't apply at all to Chol HaMoed. So maybe we wouldn't penalize the son. O Dilma, the Gemara says, v'hal lesa, and that doesn't apply to Chol HaMoed. O Dilma, perhaps, Mamona kanes rabbanan v'ha isa. Maybe the penalty is not on the individual who violated the Avera, whether it's selling the Eved Kanani, or whether it's Tzorim Ozen Bechor, or whether it's being Mechavim Lach to Mamoed. Maybe it's on the Mamon, the Cheftza. So just like the Bechor, the Cheftza was violated, if you will, the Isser took place on the Bechor, so whoever owns that Bechor cannot get Hana. And just like when it comes to Eved Kanani was the Cheftza that was sold incorrectly, so whoever owns that Eved Kanani needs to redeem him. So to Chol HaMoed, the Malacha that was done, no matter who gets that Malacha, is not able to get Hana from it on Chol HaMoed. So that's the Chakir of the Cheftza Gavra type of Kanas the Gemara poses. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei Tani Sua, there's a Braisa that says as follows. Sada sheniskapta. What does niskapta mean? Everyone remember what niskapta means? Lashon of coats? The thorns? Right, to remove the thorns. To remove the thorns on shviyas, it helps the produce grow. So sada sheniskapta b'shviyas, tizra l'motze shviyas. You didn't do such a big melacha on the shviyas, so you're allowed to plant it the following year. There's no kanas on the property. But let's say nistiafa nidaira. Let's say you put the zevel, you fertilize the property, whether you just use zevel or you brought the animals back and forth to fertilize it. So then you get a knas, lo sizra lemotzei shvius. You cannot plant the next year. There's a penalty for you to plant on the property. V'amar Rabbi Yossi, bar chanina naktinan hativa umes beno. Let's say hativa. The guy did hativa. He fertilized the property during Shemitah, which is aser. And then mes, and the farmer dies, beno zora. The son is allowed to plant. We do not penalize the son in this case. Alma, lididei kanter rabbanon, but livrei lo kanter rabbanon. They did not penalize the son. Hachanami, lididei kanter rabbanon, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, we only penalize the for person himself, but livrei lo kanter rabbanon. Amar Abaye says, naktinon time tarosav umes. Let's say a person was metame someone else's taros. That's what type of nezek is that? Anyone remember the Mishnah in Gittim? What type of nezek that's called? Metame tarosav? Exactly. It's one of the few examples of hezek shein nikar. Along with what are the other ones? Anyone know what other? Or hezek shein nikar that's not recognizable. What else do we have on the list in the Mishnah? I think there are three of them. Close. Menasech. This one. Metame tarosav is one of them. Menasech. Mechamer. Now the other example is, there's a third one, Mifagel, Pigel, and there's one more I'm forgetting. I think it's four maybe. But there's the four on the list, I'm forgetting one of them. But either way, these are examples of Hezek, She'enu Nikar. So it says the Gemara, Naktinan Time Tarosav Umes. So guys, Metami, someone else's Taros, which is Mazik. It's not recognizable. And then the Mazik, the guy dies. So Lo Kansu Rabbanon Acharav. We do not make the child, the Yorish, we don't make him pay back the damage. even though normally he would have to. By other nezek, my taima, hezek shenu nikar lo shmei hezek. It's not really called hezek. The didei kanter abanan, but livrei lo kanter abanan. It was a penalty that we make the person pay nezek. But we only penalize the father. We did not penalize the son. This is a similar model. What's the other one? Oh, that's the other one. Okay. Mixing midameya, mixing truma with other chulin. That's the fourth example in the Mishnah. Okay. Gemara in the Mishnah, new Mishnah says as follows. Ein lokin batim avadim ubehema. Person's not allowed to buy a house or avadim or animals on chol hamoed unless ela litzarech hamoed. Unless he needs it to live in, to work, when he can't work, but to travel, let's say. He needs them for chol hamoed. O litzarech hamocher she'ein lo ma'ayochal. Or let's say the seller has nothing to, no money to buy food, so you're allowed to buy it, not because you need it, because he needs your money. So to do him a chesed, you could buy something from him. Now Tosis points out here, look at Tosis, Dibur Maschil, Ein Lokhin Batim Avadim Ela Litzarech HaMoed, you're only allowed to sell houses, slaves, and animals for Moed. Perish HaRav Rabbeinu Yosef, Hu Adin Bishar Dvarim Tzarech Litzarech HaMoed. You could also open up shopping stores and grocery stores and other things, perhaps a suit store if it's needed for Chol HaMoed. So why do they list only a Batim, Avadim, a Behema? Deha Asher Limchor Peros, Ela Litzar HaMoed. You're allowed to for the purpose of Chol HaMoed. So Ela Rabusa Kamash Malam. There's a Chiddush here in the Mishnah. Deha Filu Hani. Even these items, Dehavian Befarhesi, that are sold publicly, Shari Litzar HaMoed, there's a Heta to sell them publicly. All other types of sales can be done more in a tzinnadika way. But this is impossible to buy a house, not impossible, but it's unlikely to buy a house of Vadim and Behema in a derech tzinna, yet there's still a hetter when it's litzarech ha-moed. That's the chidashir. But einachanami, all other purchases, if needed, for the moed, would be permitted on chol ha-moed. Gemara asks, question? No. Bai minei rava mirav Nachman. Let's say a guy wants to hire himself. The Mishnah mentions buying and selling objects. Let's say a guy wants to hire himself out. He needs some money. Could you hire him? So Amrlei Tanina, O Litzorach HaMocher, Shein Lo Mayochal. La Suyemai. What's that coming to add in? Is that it seems to be an extra statement. Gemara says, Lav La Suyei Schar Pula, that even a worker could be sold? Gemara says, no. Amrlei, Lo Parish Kamifarish. It's explaining that Litzorach HaMocher, why is it Shein Lo Mayochal? We're explaining why he could sell if he needs the money. So there's no extra line in the Mishnah that's able to include a poel or a socher. So the Gemara A says, Esive, Abaye, Ein Kosvin Shtari Chov B'moed, you can't write documents on Chol HaMoed, but Im Einu Mamino, if you don't trust the guy that you're making a deal with, you're lending money to, that he won't pay you back unless you write it down. Oh, she'ein lo ma'yochal, or the guy has nothing to eat. He really needs the money. Hareza yichtov. He's allowed to write the document down.
Well, I think you can't. It's a mitzvah to write when you lend somebody money. It's a mitzvah to write on a document.
It's an eitzah tova. That's a very wise thing to do. So the Gemara says, so what does it mean, Shein Lama Yochal? What's that added case here? So that's why the guy's borrowing the money. So La Suye Mai, Lav La Suye Schar Pula, Shmamina. So that line, Rashi explains why that line is extra, but the line of Shein Lama Yochal is coming to include a Schar Pula. A person is allowed to hire himself out if he needs the money to eat. So Mosif Rav Sheshis, the Chacham Omrim, this is a mission that appears in Maseches Psachim, that shlosha umanios osin malacha barve psachim ad chatzos. There are three types of professions that they could work. We know there's an isser to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Anybody know why there's an isser to do malacha Erev Pesach? Why is it a yomtif? What? Carbon. The carbon, you said? So Tosas writes based on the Yushalmi that Erev Pesach is yedalid, where you bring the carbon Pesach. And based in sugyos and Gemara and Tainus and elsewhere, the day a person brings a carbon, it becomes a yomtif for him. That's Shitas Tosfos there in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun. Rashi writes a different reason why it's also to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Anyone remember Rashi? It's not because of Yantif. Anyone know? It's a busy day. You're busy. You're busy burning chametz. You're busy looking for chametz. You're busy doing a lot. You're busy bringing the Karban Pesach. Not because it's a Yantif, but you're just very, very busy. So one of the nafkaminas they point out is, what about Erev Sukkos? So if it's out to Yantif, there's no Karban Pesach. There's no carbon Erev Sukkos. So there is no Issa to do malacha on Erev Sukkos. But if it's because you're so busy, we're also very busy Erev Sukkahs, building sukkahs, buying dalad minim. So there might be some level, I think Mishnah Melech might say Erev Sukkahs, there might be some level of Isser Melacha as well. But it's not brought down in the poskim. But everybody agrees it's a Mishnah Pesachim that there is some level of Isser to do Melacha on Erev Pesach. So the Chacham Omer, they say in that Mishnah, Shalosh Umanios Osin Melacha Be'arvi Pesachim Ad Chatzos. There are three professions that are allowed to do work until noon. Who are they? Hachayatim, what? Chayatim, nothing intelligent. Chayatim.
I was hoping for dentists.
Oh, dentists, okay. Chayatim,
anyway.
Okay. The tailors, Hasaparim, what are the Saparim?
Barbers.
Hakovsin, what's Kovsin? Launders, so these three. So why? Hachayatim, Shekein Hedio, Tofer, Kedarka, Bechol Shamoi. A tailor, because a regular person is allowed to sew things on Chol HaMoed. So Erev Pesach can't be more machmir than Chol HaMoed. So if a tailor or a hedyot could sew something in his way on Chol HaMoed, so certainly Erev Pesach we would allow Chayotin to do their work. Halachamaisi, yeah. Yeah, on Chol HaMoed. If you need it, Sar Chol HaMoed, and you do it in a way that you and I would do it, not a way the tailor would do it. Not the way Rav Weinberger's father would do it, but he's a tailor. So Asapar Machupsin Shekein Haban mi Bidinas Hayam Vayot mi Beis HaAsur and Mutarim L'Saper L'Chabes B'Chol Shemoi. Here as well, the launderers and the barbers allowed to also work Erev Pesach because using Chol HaMoed as a model, there are heterim for them to work on Chol HaMoed. People come from overseas or people come out of jail on Chol HaMoed, so then you could give them a haircut, you could wash their clothing. So to Erev Pesach, there's a heter. So these are the three items, using again Chol HaMoed as a model for Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, if you were to think that Schar Pu'ula, Shein Lama Yochal Shari, if you think that we're using Chol HaMoed, again, remember this equation is as follows. Anything that's permitted on Chol HaMoed, b'derech b'dochak, in an extreme case, like a tailor or a launderer or a barber, in extreme cases on Chol HaMoed can work, so then Erev Pesach, they could work completely. L'chadchila. So now, if we're saying on Chol HaMoed, a poel could work in a b'dievet case if he really needs money, so that would mean on Erev Pesach he could work l'chadchila. So that means everyone. That's the Gemara's question. Isak adaitach schar pula shein lo mayochal is shari. It's permitted on Chol HaMoed. Then kol melachos on Erev Pesach nami l'sharu. Because every industry, every profession could have a case where the guy has got no money. So the Gedaha yikas schar pula shein lo mayochal. So the Gemara says maskular a papa el miyat. If that's the case, been in Lishtari, so that means we should permit building as well on Erev Pesach. Why? Because Shekein Kosel Hagol Rishus Harabim. There's a wall tilting into Rishus Harabim, so Sirabona Kedarko. You could destroy it and rebuild it in Chol HaMoed, Mipnei Sakana. So which means that Erev Pesach you could build also. And Maskev LaRavina, Elamiata, there's another heter, Lavlar Lishtari Shekein Kosel Kedushi Noshim Gitin Rishovrim. A sofer is allowed to write certain things, gittin and kedushin on Chol HaMoed, so we should be able to write on Erev Pesach. So Ella Amar Vashi. Vashi says, Moed arba asar karamis. You're asking a question from Chol HaMoed to Yudalad Nisan, the two different halachas. Moed mishum tirchahu, uvimakum seda shah rabbanim. The whole principle of malacha, the underlying principle of malacha on Chol HaMoed is tircha. We said no tircha allowed, but if there's going to be a Hefsin Mamon, we permitted the Malacha. That's the one principle you need to know for Chol HaMoed. As opposed to our Basar, Mishum Tzorech Yomtifu, it's for the purpose of Yomtif, only things are permitted that can help you for the Yomtif, like getting a haircut or washing your clothing and sewing your suit. Midi the Tzorech Yomtif, Shar Rabbanon. Things that were needed are permitted. And Midi the Lav Tzorech Yomtif, Lo Shar Rabbanon, not permitted. And therefore, they have nothing to do. The halachas are completely different. That I seem to recall, though, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Erev Pesach, he does have some connection to Chol HaMoed. I don't remember what it is, though. He does make a connection. Okay.
I think
he does say that, right? Yeah, he said something like this. He says it can't be any more machmer than Chol HaMoed. So he speaks about other heterim also of doing melacha. It could be made davar ha'avid, he says. It's permitted on Erev Pesach. It can't be any worse than Chol HaMoed. Okay, the Mishnah says in the bottom now. Ein mefanim mibayis labayis. A person cannot move his his storage or his furniture from one house to the next. Aval mifanehu lechatzero, but he can move it from his house to its chatzer. Okay, the chatzer, not the chatzer of that house, but the chatzer of the other house, the second house. Ein mivin kalim mibayis uman. You can't bring your kalim that's in the worker's house, in the factory's house. You have to leave it there in chol hamoed. But im choshesh lem, if you're concerned that they might steal the products, the kalim, so mifanim lechatzer acheret, you can move it to a different chatzer, but not your own chatzer. Another place that you find would be safe, but not to your own chatzer. There has to be some level of shinui. So the Gemara says, v'ha'amris reish ein mifanim klal. The Mishnah said, ein mifanim bayis lebayis. You can't move from house A to house B. But then the Mishnah says, you can move from house A to chatzer B. So how is that, why is that any different? So the Gemara answered, amr bayis sefer asin lebayis shebechatzer. The sefer means the house that's in that chatzer. Which is what? Right. The hachi katani, mifanehu mibayis shebechatzero lechatzero. From your house to your yard. That same house A to chatzer A.
Not to the other house.
Not to Chatzer B. Exactly. Gemara now says, Ein mevin kalim mibeis ha'uman. You can't bring your kalim from the worker's house. Amar Rav Papa badik lan Rava. So Rava did some research. And Tanan, Ein mevin kalim mibeis ha'uman. So you can't, he quotes the Mishnah, you can't bring the property, the kalim from the house of the uman. Ur minhu molichin mevin kalim mibeis ha'uman. It clearly says in another brisa, you can take things back and bring things to the Beis HaUman. Rather, you could take things to and bring things back from the Beis HaUman. V'afa pishen and l'tzorach ha-moed. Even if you don't need it for chol ha-moed. So to steer whether you could take things back or not from the Beis HaUman. V'shanin and la le kan bar basar kan b'chol sh'moed. One's talking about Erev Pesach where you can, and one's talking about chol ha-moed where you cannot. Ibayis ema hava ha b'chol sh'moed. Maybe both cases are talking about chol ha-moed. Kan bimamino, kan bishein amino. If you trust him, you have to leave it there. But if you don't trust Uman, then you are allowed to bring it back. And the Gemara says, v'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa say, there's a siyua, Rashi says. It's supposed to be nichusa, as a support. Mivin kalim mibeis ha'uman, you can bring kalim back from the base of Uman. Kigon what? Kigon kan mibeis ha'kader, like a type of pot from the people who make the pots. The kos mibeis ha-zagag, and the glass from the glassmaker. Avalo tzemer mibeis ha-tzeva, you can't bring the wool back from the dyers. Velo kalim mibeis ha-uman, you can't bring the kalim utensils back from the worker's house. But v'mein lo ma yochal, nosin lo scharo, if the uman has nothing to eat, you could pay for the kalim, even though you're not taking the kalim back, you could still pay the money up front so he has what to eat. V'nosin lo scharo, manicha etzlo, you leave the kalim with him. If you don't trust the uman, so then manicho bebayis hasamach lo. You could put it in a house that's near the uman, but not in your own house. If you don't trust the house that's neighboring the uman, so then shem yignevu, that lest they steal. So then, skipping the parentheses, mivin betzina basoch beis. So then you can bring it back home in a tzina way. So the Gemara says, Tarats the Mivin. You answer the question regarding Mivin. Sometimes you can Mivin, and sometimes you can't Mivin. But Malichim Kasha. But no one ever said you could bring it. Tikatani ain Mivin, Kol Shkain Shain Malichin. So you can bring it, but certainly you shouldn't be able to take it there either to the Beis Uman in the first place. So there's a stira within this idea here. So the Gemara says, Ela mechavrasa kideshanina mikar. We're going back to the first answer, that's the difference between Yudalid Nisan versus Chol HaMoed. The new Mishnah tells us now, mefanin is a ketzios bekash. Be able to cover up the ketzios and kash. The ketzios are what? Those fig cakes that were drying out. So you're allowed to cover it up with some type of straw. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af me'avin. You could also thicken it. So thickening what? I think the Gemara is going to explain what that means. So mochri peros, those are selling fruit. Ktsus, they're selling clothing. The kalim, mochin betzina, the tzarach ha-moed. They're allowed to sell in a tzina way if it's needed for the moed. He's saying why betzina?
Grocery stores don't exactly operate betzina during Chol HaMoed.
Right. I hear. Yeah, I.
Ktsus, the kalim. Yeah. Mochri peros is surprising.
Good kasha. I'm not sure how else you would do it,
Betzina. He says something that If it's from Cholamoy, then you can do it for Fahesia. But if it's not, it's like payers that could last for a while, then...
Yeah, but a lot of things you buy still in the grocery store that can, a package that can last for a long time, though. I hear Lamaisa, I'm not sure how we deal with that Lamaisa. We don't do this.
Because we seem to have said before, like we said before, not on the page, we said before that things for Tzarech HaMoed is not a problem. You know, and when we said before the Umnim who were open Erev Pesach, and here, suddenly it says the Mokre Peros in the Mishnah, there's only Betzinah.
Yeah, here. Yep. Okay. Gemara now says, Atayadim, the hunters, Vadishushos, which Rashi says those who would trample and press the chitim to bring out the kernels, and grusos, which Rashi says are people who would grind the different beans, and the osim betzina, they also do their mlacha betzina litzar hamoed, if they need, these items are needed for chol hamoed. Rabbi Yossi Omer Haim Hichmir al Atman, they were stringent on themselves. Unclear how they were stringent, who is they? So I think the Gemara explains what Rabbi Yossi means. Sorry? They're stringent to do what? To not do this. Not only Bitsina. Now, I think the Gemara may address this, what Rabbi Yossi is saying. We'll see.
What I think the first part, Machab and Sakasiyas Bokash, in Pesach it's after the rainy season. In Sukkot, it's also before the rainy season. So what's the...
That's a good kasha. You never know. You're never guaranteed, though.
I guess I would say if he sees it's going to rain and then he does it. It doesn't say that it seems just as a mutter of Cholamoy. It's a good question, very good question. I don't know. Okay, we're now quoting Machlokas Amarayim here. Pligi bar Rabbi Chir bar Abba Rabbi Asi v'tervayu mishmei dechizki Rabbi Yochanan.
Chad amar mechapin aklushei ma'aven asmuchei. What's mechapin versus ma'aven? Mechapin means you cover it lightly in a thin covering, and ma'aven means asmuchei, a thicker covering. Chad amar, the other one holds. Mechapin bein aklushei bein asmuchei. Mechapin means you could cover it, whether it's a thin covering, whether it's a thick covering. But ma'aven means also son kamin kri. You make a pile over this kitzios. Tanenami Hochi, the Brisa says the same thing. Ma'avin Otsel, so Kimin Kri, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the Gemara now says, Moche Peres Ksus Vikeim Mochen Mitzina, Ibar Luhain Hechmir Atman, Tilhavi Avdi Klau, Odilma Dahavdi Avdi Mitzina. That's a Shaila. When Rabbi Yossi says, Hein Hechmir Al Atman, did it mean that they wouldn't do any Mlacha, Afil Mitzina? Or it meant, no, they wouldn't do it before Hesha, but they would only do it before Mitzina. The Gemara says, Toshma, Moche, Peros, Ktsus, Vekelim, Mochrin, Betzina, Letzarech, HaMoed. They would sell these things, Betzina. Rav Yossi, Omer, Tagre, Tveria, Hein, Hachmir, Atman. They were Machmir, those merchants in Tveria were Machmir themselves. Shiloyi, Hei, Mochrin, Kol, Iker. They wouldn't sell them at all. You see there, that was the Chumra, not to do any Malach on Chol HaMoed. Tzadei chayos ve'ofos ve'dogim, the different hunters and trappers, tzadim betzina letzarech hamoed, they would do the trapping betzina, but Rabbi Yossi omer, tzadei ako, hein hechmira atman shlo yi tzadin kol ikr. So then, deshushe chilka and targis v'tisne doshishim betzina, so the people who would break up chilki tirgis v'tisne, we'll see, they break them up one more, different types of how small to make the different items here. So these deshushim would be doshushim betzina letzarech hamoed. But Rabbi Yossi omer deshushi tzipari hei nechmir la'atzman shelo yihu doshushin kol ikr. So we see clearly Rabbi Yossi holds that they wouldn't do any melacha in these three cities, these particular melachos. So Amar Bai says, what do those words mean above when we said chilka targis v'tisni? Those were the doshin, cracking these different, the wheat. So Bai says, chilka means chad latarta. You take one piece of wheat and you snap it in two. Targis means chad latlas. You take one, you snap it into three parts. And tisne chad larba, you break it in four parts. So Kiyasir of Dimi, or of Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. He returned back to Bavel. Amar, he quoted from Eretz Yisrael, kunsa. What's kunsa mean, Rashi says, kusemes shalosin osin hainu chilka. Chilka really means, it's what's kusemes in English again? The spelt? Spelt, right? So Gemara says, Mesive, Chilka, Targis, Vitisne, Temein, Michal Makom. These three items that have been cracked, these wheat, pieces of wheat that have been cracked, are all can become tame. They've been hukshar. Because the halacha is, we know, we've discussed this in the past, for food to become tame, it first has to come into contact with one of the shiva mashkim, one of the seven liquids, water, blood, honey, and so on. So Rashi points out here, when they'd be making these things into fine flour, it would come into contact with water. They mix with water to help break it down. So all these three items that were broken down into flour came into contact with water, and now can be makabel tuma. So Bishma, this all makes sense. Laman damar, the one who holds chad latarte latlas larba, that define the words chilka, targis, and tisni are all broken down flour. But then it makes sense. Mishum hachi tmei bechol makom the iskasher. That's why these items are going to become tame, because they were hiskasher with water. They came into contact with water. Elaman damar kunta, that Rav Dimi said that no, this meant kunta, which is spelt. Am I tamei b'chol makom? Halo is kasher. Why would spelt become tamei? Whoever said it came into contact with water? Kigon de mekafin. No, it's talking about spelt that it had been peeled. So in order to go through the peeling process, dilab de sharul hubemaya, had the spelt not been soaked in water, lohava miklafe, you couldn't have removed the shell from it. So v'amai karle chilka. So why is the spelt called chilka? The shakal chilkayu. It was taken, that you scraped off the shell from it. So no matter how you define the chilka, whether it's spelt or whether it's broken down flour, either way it came into contact with water and is considered tmeim b'chol makom. Gemara asks a question now. Meisivei hanoder min hadagan. A person takes a nether, he's not going to have any dagan, any types of grain. Aser af b'pula mitzri yavesh. He can't have even this dried out type of bean. And muter belach, but if it's moist, he's allowed to have it because it's not a type of, it doesn't come off, the texture is not like a grain since it's moist. Umuter beorez, he's allowed to have rice, bechilka, betargis, vetisni. These items as well are going to be mutter. So I understand dil mishlam alaman damar chad latarti chad latlas chad arba. The one who says it's broken down into these smaller fine type of flowers, that's, it's not included in the nether, because shapir dinafkalei mataras dagan, it's no longer a dagan, I guess it's called in the original form. And these items are broken down, so it's not considered a dagan that he said as the nether. But elalman damar kunsa is a spelt dagan malyahu. That's one of the five grains, so certainly it should be part of the iser. How could you say that the chilka, which according to some is kunsa, is not bechlal the nether? And the Gemara leaves off as a kasha. And Gemara said, we'll finish off the parak here. Rav Huna shari lahu lahanu kufaisa. Rav Huna permitted these kufaisa, which are mochri b'samim, people selling spices. The meza lezvune kirachayu b'shuk. He permitted them to sell in a regular way in the shuk. They didn't have to do any shinoi, nothing but sinna. So the Gemara asks, Eisive, Rav Kahana, Chanas Psucha, Listava, if a store opens up to a stav, a small little area where there's some benches and not a public area, so then, Poseach, Veno Kadarko, on Chalamoid, you could open and close it in a way that is regular, even at Chalamoid. But if it's Psucha, Rosh Hashanah, if it opens up onto, I don't know, let's say Central Avenue, however you define Rosh Hashanah for the halachas of Chalamoid, so then, Poseach, Achas, Veno Achas, you could open one door, but the other door should stay closed. There should be some shinui. There of Yomtiv Ha'achron Shachag Moti Me'atitz Shukei Ha'ir BePeros B'Shukav Yomtiv Ha'achron. But Erev Yomtiv, the last day, right before Shmiat Seres, let's say, or Shvi Shapesach, so then you could open up both doors, and you could adorn it with fruit all over the shuk and make a whole big thing to show the cover that everyone might be, you know, full and want to go on a diet by Yom Tov. They don't eat much, so they make a big deal. They send out emails, don't worry, opened up for your convenience at till 3 o'clock in the, whatever, till 3 o'clock in the afternoon for your convenience to make sure you have a beautiful suda for your last Yom Tov Achron. So what do we learn from here? So the Gemara says, Bishur covered Yom Tov Achron. Bipnei covered Yom Tov Achron in, but Shalom Ipnei Kavi Yom Tov, lo. The only heter is because of its Kavi Yom Tov. But if it's not Kavi Yom Tov, then it's not permitted. So what's the question here?
Why did he let him open the Kufaisa? Let him open the still a question, why did he let the Makar Bissami keep their stores open?
No, you see, but I thought for the Kavi Yom Tov, no?
The spice sellers were able to be open normal the entire Yom Tov. It wasn't just
the entire Chol HaMoed. So according to the first opinion that Rav Huna permitted that the Mocher B'Samim could sell all Chol HaMoed, Kedarko, this Gemara, this Brisa says only Erev Yom Tov Achron is permitted Kedarko because of Kavah Yom Tov Achron. But on a regular Chol HaMoed day, it would not be permitted to open up Kedarko. And so the Gemara answers and finishes off the Perek, Lo Kasha, Habit Piri, Habit Tavim. One is talking about fruit. Rashi says, Habit Piri, the fruit lasts much longer, so maybe he's buying for the rest of the year. So then we have to limit what can be open even during the Chol HaMoed, except for Erev Yom Tov. But Tavlin, your persons can be Mocha Kedarko because, I don't really get this, because our spices actually stay longer than our fruit do. But these apparently spices back then didn't.
Probably were very expensive, so you only bought them just for young.
Could be. What Rashi says, no, they're not ruined this time, they don't last longer. It's possible they didn't have them broken down and dried out like our spices.
And
exactly, so that stuff like didn't last as long,
or
apparently, as Paris.
It wasn't fresh and it wasn't dried the right way, so it was on the
husband. So, ungong, could be. Okay, Hajjalach Misha Hafach. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will pick up.